The seven steps to connect with your angels. The four fundamentals worked. We told everyone how easy it was to ask your angels for help. Our own experiences were proving to us the angels were practical assistants, and our families began calling us and asking us for help with their requests. We felt quite important for a while, but then it began to seem as though everyone we were related to had to call us before making any kind of a decision. It became commonplace to pick up the phone and have someone ask us to ask the angels for help with some necessity or for a writing from the angels to help with a problem. Then, wisely, the angels gave us a list of people we could no longer do writings for. They told us that their own abilities were developed and they could talk to the angels for themselves. Well, this was not a popular proclamation. To a person, the cry was, "I don't know how. This is your gift, not mine." When we asked for guidance, the angels said that everyone had the ability to talk with their angels directly. If this was true, then we wanted and needed instructions to teach people how to access the angels. The four fundamentals for spiritual living were, by now, a part of our lives. So, we asked the angels for guidance, we believed and trusted we would receive instruction, and when we let it happen, these simple step-by-step guidelines came through in a teaching. Seekers could now follow a simple method to connect with their angels themselves. We wrote, "Angels, how does one learn this skill?
Practice, practice, practice. Just as you have learned anything. Pray for guidance, insight. Remain open to the skill and allow it to come to you. Remember, all knowledge is already within you. All you need to do is access it. When you are learning, you are doing nothing more than remembering what you already know. Skill comes with repetition, as in flying an airplane. You can already know how to fly an airplane in your head. The skill comes through the practice of it. Knowledge will come to you in many ways, through study, through dreams, through experience. All will be there for you when you manifest the desire. In order to connect with us in writing, all you need do is pray, breathe, listen, write, accept, follow your inner knowing, and trust."
Step one, pray.
Ask to be a clear channel and keep yourself out of it. Pray for the truth and the gift of spiritual hearing.
Praying will also put you in the white light of divine grace and love. This is both a protection and a connection with your angels. Praying is an invitation to God to come to you. It is a simple method of asking. Many lessons have been given on the power of prayer. It is the power of asking that is the true message. The means and method of prayer opens the links between man and God. The angels become part of your energy with this invitation. It does not matter what you pray. It is the intention that starts the energy flow. Many adults still start their praying with their childhood prayer of comfort. "Now I lay me down to sleep." Can be just as comforting to an 80-year-old as it is to a child. Use the invitation you like best. Some people's prayers are short. Others enjoy the rhythm of many words repeated over and over in sequence. Imagine a big lens on your chest. As you pray, feel it open wider and wider, letting in more light and freshness. This is in preparation for God to enter after the invitation is given. Prayer is an attitude, a charming attitude of peace, joyous reception, and love. Even in times of upheaval or periods of pain and doubt, prayer still has this same attitude. Prayer opens the doors of your heart. Step two, breathe.
Sit and relax. Breathe and become open. Do not meditate. But also do not activate. Just be of serene nature.
Keep your eyes open. Meditation is a deeper physical state that is too relaxed for this purpose. Strive for a state of relaxed attention, similar to the same energy you use while driving a car or watching television. The angels come into you through air. They are spirit, and in order to enter into your body, they first surround your being with energy. They slide into your cells through your breath. People tend to be shallow breathers. Concentrate on longer and slower breaths rather than short little breaths. If you want to know what the energy of breathing deeply feels like, put a straw in your mouth and inhale slowly. Then exhale. Breathe in through your straw again. The purpose is not to hyperventilate, but to know what it feels like to open your lungs to the bottom. Think of divine energy coming in on the inhale, and think of each exhale as making room for more love to enter you. When your breathing is correctly balanced, you will feel each breath as being cool energy like water flowing through a glass tube. It is the best and most pure freshness. Enjoy the breathing you do. As much as you enjoy quenching your thirst with water, quench your spiritual longing with air. Breathe now. The angels are with you. This is their love you feel. Step 3. Listen.
We come to you as a whisper, soft and gentle. It will seem as your own thoughts, but we will stop and we will start. If you hear three words, type or write the three words. There may be a pause before the next words, but they will come. Do not force it, us, or you.
The angels are communicating with you in one way or another. It is the very same voice that has been guiding you all your life. The voice that reminds you to turn off the iron. The voice that says to change lanes on the highway. Sometimes the message comes to you as a feeling or a knowing. A translation process occurs. It's like Morse code. Energy is sent, and you intuitively know how to interpret its meaning. Occasionally, when you begin to become more aware, you may seem to hear more clearly, see colors more intensely, or feel a strong sense of energy around you or a flowing through you. Sometimes people feel afraid of this intensity, but a sensory experience can be a natural part of the process. Listening is also an attitude of openness. Think of communication as a radio. You cannot see one sound wave, but you know that they are there. A receptive attitude is the on switch. You are not going to hear anything different than you already have. You are just going to realize that when you pay attention by listening or receiving, the communications make sense. Relax into the experience, but not too deeply. Just as when you listen to a symphony, you enjoy the music more by listening actively. And this is a beautiful symphonic experience. Step 4. Write.
Hear the words come just a second before they are written. You will hear. Do not worry about it making sense. You do not have to go into some spiritual state. Just write what you hear as you hear it. Sometimes you will receive thought sentences where you know what you are going to write in total, like a story you already know or a phrase you frequently use. The harder you think, the less flow there will be.
The angels call this process of taking information automatic dictation. Automatic dictation is simply recording the information as it is being given to you through your thoughts. You write what you hear or know to write. You are fully conscious, aware, and in control of yourself. Don't confuse this with automatic writing, which is a different method entirely. In dictation, you are fully conscious of what is being given to you. In automatic writing, you're not aware of the information as it's being given. Trudy received her first message by just beginning to write her own thoughts. The angels interrupted her with their message. Asking a short question helps others. Handwriting messages is the most common method, but if you have a typewriter or computer, you will find the messages can be received more quickly and easily. There is no incorrect way to receive a message. The key is to begin. Your favorite style of receiving will come later. Step 5. Accept.
What you write is what you write. We are guiding you, but it will feel as though you are making it up. It may always feel as though you are making it up. Acceptance is the most important part.
Of course you think you're making it up. They are sending you messages that filter through your life experiences, your brain, your personality, your vocabulary, and your memories. No one less than a divine being could communicate with you in this manner because no one on earth knows you this well. Angels remember situations and stories you have long ago forgotten. They know your pains, your strengths, and your inner truth. They feel your essence as much as their own. Angels are your most loyal friends and honest supporters. You do not even know this much about yourself. Yes, you feel as though you are making it up because God in heaven is speaking to you through the angels to the God within you, all within a second. You know it isn't you when you receive poetry or song lyrics or messages from a deceased relative. Messages like this could never be made up by you, and you realize it is beyond your own experience. At times you may doubt or question, but remember, the messages are never unloving, unkind, or mean. They are pure angel love. Step 6. Inner knowing.
There will be an absence of ego involved. You will not have to think about it or plan it as you would a paper. It just comes. You will find you don't remember what you wrote after you wrote it. It will always seem fresh.
We cannot make this point more clear or use words any better. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to plan it. It just comes. Even though your brain is insisting it is you, your heart knows differently. Angels are totally without ego. They are honest, can be silly, sometimes are poor spellers, and some even have accents. You never talk to yourself as they do. They are much nicer. By all means, keep all your angel messages, and from time to time, go back to your writings and reread them. They are so good. They are so interesting and wise. They are different from anything you have ever written. If you already keep a journal or diary, you may want to buy a separate journal just for angel messages. However, you may find you have already been receiving angel writings and not even known it. Next time you write for yourself, ask for an angel response. The purity of an angel message brings tears to many, laughter to a great many more, and a sense of wonderment to all. It is hard to explain how every part of this communication works. Just know that energy is transferred in an exchange of love and trust, and that it will happen again and again if desired. This is not a fluke. The experience can be repeated. Messages can be restored if lost. Receiving messages is like most things in life. The longer you do it, the better and more clear the message becomes. You begin to have a greater sense of knowing. The inner knowing is a combination of inner peace about the truth of the content of the message you receive and the realization that the angel's communication with you is loving, supportive, and only for your greater good. There becomes a longing to know more. Step 7. Trust.
What we tell you is the best information we have at the time you receive it. We do not want to run your life. This is a guidance to speed you along and to teach you skills you will need in your life's work. These are spiritual gifts. You did not have to do anything to get them. More will be given as you progress. Do not dissect for accuracy. Free will and different timetables create different patterns similar to ocean currents.
You are being asked by your angels for a little bit of time to trust the process of speaking to them. Just do it. It is the best gift God can give you. Angels are constant. Angels don't experience life, death, or time as you do. You are their work. Their existence is entirely to support, guide, love, and protect you. The more you visit with them and listen to them, the more helpful they will be and the easier it will be to access them. They are different from your chattering mind. They are more focused. Trust that what you hear is from them.
Above all, dear ones, know that this is the most loving thing we can do for you, and we want you to succeed even more than you do. We will help you grow as fast as it is necessary for you to grow this lifetime. We will do all within our power to aid you through loving education. Say to yourself each day, at this moment, I trust the eternal wisdom of the universe. God is guiding my every step and is surrounding me with love and protection. I am doing His will.